The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's have a word now with Dizzy Harrison, Team Bath Next Gen and Next Gen Player of the Season. Dizzy, first of all, I've got so much respect from Team Bath. Just obviously the work they're doing behind the scenes to get back into Super League. So what's that like for you as a group of players?
I think, yeah, obviously they're doing so much work behind the scenes and it's a team extra bit of motivation to perform well and just prove to everyone that we do deserve to be in the Super League as much as any other franchise. So yeah, it just gives a push.
I got an email asking my opinions about Project Phoenix that the team are running as well. Just to shape the future direction of Team Bath Netball. It's really important to engage with the fans.
Yeah, 100%. We just need to get as much backing as we can, really. It's just super important for everyone, I think.
What's it been like at home games as well? Because obviously, I assume the passion and the demand for netball in the Southwest is still there.
100%. Our fans are absolutely amazing.
And how about the moment you first thought, you know what, I'm going to give netball a real go? When was that moment for you when you thought, yeah?
Ages ago, really a long time ago, my mum used to take me to watch her play netball. And straight away I thought, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to play some netball. And then I just started to enjoy it a lot more throughout school and playing for a club. Yeah, I just really started to enjoy it and properly fell in love with it, really.
Perhaps more recently, last season as well, was there a game that you came on court and thought, you know what, I've really enjoyed that one?
Yeah, the game where we played Loughborough Lightning away, we actually won that game, which was really probably not expected for us, but we came off the court just really happy with our performance. And yeah, I was really happy with that and really enjoyed that game.
And what drew you to Team Bath specifically? Did you just want to go to the uni there, or maybe it was just the history and everything else that was associated with it?
So I've actually never played for another franchise. I've since I was probably 13 years old, I started playing for their hubs. So I'm from North Devon and Bath, closest franchise to me. And I went to Exeter University. I've just graduated from there. And I travelled up every week to Bath because, yeah, it's just such a fantastic club and I just definitely wanted to be a part of that.
You mentioned a couple of games over the season. Was there maybe one that was a real stinker? What did you learn from it?
Ooh. Maybe our first game of the season when we played Pulse. We only lost by 10, but it was our first home game. And I think we really wanted to go out there and like stamp our foot down early. But unfortunately, we didn't win that one. So that was tough. But we took a lot of learning from it and built throughout the season. So, yeah, the difference from the start of the season to now is just absolutely insane and really proud of how we've all improved. And, yes.
How's that chemistry been between the team?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Even though we haven't necessarily had the results, our like team vibes have been absolutely amazing. I've really, really enjoyed this season. Even though we one more last season, this season I've really, really enjoyed it and been fantastic.
What have the likes of Natalie and Anya brought to your game?
So much, honestly. They are just so knowledgeable and every week there's a new perspective on things and I've learned, well, me and the whole team have learned so much and we've just, yeah, credit to them. They're the reason that we've improved so much throughout the season.
How about a little moment that has taken place that we fans didn't get to see? Bit of a funny moment. Everybody didn't see. Come on, you can confess.
Every session is pretty funny. I feel like I couldn't, in like a good way, everyone's always laughing and smiling and enjoying themselves. I don't think I could really place a specific moment, if I can think. I'm not too sure. Yeah, it's just like fantastic behind the scenes and really, really enjoyable. And yeah, that's all I can say really is it's just, yeah.
What stays in training? Remains
yeah, what
training.
Happens in training is, stays in training.
Obviously, you got the Next Gen Player of the Season as well. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did actually. I was, really happily surprised. I was actually injured for a couple of weeks mid-season, so I wasn't expecting any awards or anything. But yeah, complete, like 100% grateful for it.
Obviously, that belief is still there about Team Bath getting back into the Super League one day. How strong is that between you all?
Oh, it's so, so strong. Like everyone in my team is striving for it, and we're just pushing each other to do better and just prove to everyone that we deserve to be in this Super League setup as much as anyone else does.
And in closing, plenty of Team Bath greats have been through the doors. If you had your dream Team Bath side, who would be in it?
From like former Team Bath players?
Overall, yeah, I'm talking Cookie Greenway, Rachel Dawn.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh, there's too many to choose from. Definitely Serena Guthrie in the middle. She is, like, absolutely fantastic. Ebony Isuro Brown in defence. She's such a powerhouse. Really strong, good defender. I'm probably just going to pick the whole Team Bath side.
Everybody.
Yeah. The whole, like, Rachel Shaw, Kim Borgia, the whole Bath side was, like, fantastic. So that would be my team, definitely.
It's been a really good season for you anyway. Just hoping for it to continue next season? Just build on what you've started?
Definitely. Yeah, just keep building on the connections. Like, our team this year was fairly new, so it took a little while to build those connections, but I feel like now they're pretty solidified. So I'm looking forward to what we do next season, who can join the team, who can be those good additions. And yeah, just keep pushing on and improve our position in the league.
Daisy, that's fantastic. Thanks for your time and well done again.
Thank you so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.